We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Put the gun down, put your finger on the trigger now. Put it down, put it down.
It's lobby day for the National Rifle Association at the state capitol today. The VCDL, Virginia Citizens Defense League, they have their big lobby day next Monday. So two Mondays where a lot of folks who are very worried about Democrats encroaching on their Second Amendment rights coming up. Norman Leahy is the Virginia columnist for The Washington Post, and he has been monitoring this story since Friday. Democrats, I don't want to say they pulled a fast one because they, you know, had to pass rules to get things started with this new session of the General Assembly. But they did this gun ban in an odd way. Is that right, Norman?
Yeah. Good morning, John. I'm not 100% sure Democrats know exactly what they did.
Well, that's concerning.
So far, instead of a well-oiled machine eager to get to work, I'm getting more flashbacks to the Apple Dumpling Gang. I just can't decide which character is Don Knotts.
Lord, are you really? Is it that bad?
Well, it just...
I'm the one that's supposed to be critical.
I'm just seeing little things here and there that make me think that that something is not quite right, that all of the oars are pulling in the same direction. Mm-hmm. The Capitol gun ban is one instance of that because, yes, Democrats, as kind of expected, decided they were going to ban carrying of firearms into legislation, into the building the General Assembly controls.
Okay, and just so people understand, this isn't some whack job who's decided to, you know, dress in fatigues and carry a machine gun into the Capitol. These are people who have concealed carry permits. They've done all the things they're supposed to do. They've got clear criminal records, never done anything wrong. They are now being told, after years of being told, yes, you can arrive at the Capitol like a responsible citizen with your weapon. Those people are now banned. Their weapons are not banned.
Their weapons are.
Yes, and that means good point.
Including legislators, by the way, which is going to be fun. But it also means that everybody now has to go through the metal detectors. Everybody. And maybe legislators can get around that here and there as they scurry
back
and
forth. Friday they said that the legislators wouldn't have to. You know, normally they can just walk by and not wait in line to go through a metal detector. So not to bring up somebody, but I mean, Amanda Chase has said she carries because people have been so hostile to her over the years. What is she supposed to do? She's coming on at 8:35, so I'll ask her directly. But, you know, that puts her in a difficult situation.
Well, and again, this is one of the things that tends to make me think this whole policy wasn't thought through. It just thought, we need to check this box. Mm. Let's do it. And we'll work out the details later. Mm-hmm. And so today's the first day it really goes into effect for everybody, especially on a lobby day. But like you said, the NRA's lobby day. The lines apparently are already forming outside the Senate hearing room where a bunch of gun bills will be heard in a couple of hours. So it's one of those policies that I'm not sure. Yeah, we're going to have banned guns. Bang. It's an awesome idea. Everybody's going to applaud us. Well, yeah, but what the devil's always in the details in this. And I'm sure Senator Chase will give you quite an earful.
And one of the devils in it is the Democrats. I'm not sure how strongly they did this, but kind of hiding behind the Capitol Police saying, oh, the Capitol Police tell us this is a good idea not to let concealed carry permit folks to carry weapons. And that seems to be, I haven't heard a complete denouncement from the Capitol Police, but a lot of the folks that I talked to over the weekend said that is a complete bogus way to assert. It's, you know, to hide behind the Capitol Police to do what you wanted to do.
Well, yes, we could be charitable and say it's demonstrably untrue what the Democrats said, because none dare call it a lie, which it may actually be. They did say, House leadership of the Capitol Police wanted this, and that's why we're doing it. Mm. Turns out somebody went and asked Capitol Police, did you actually want this? No, but we told them how it could be implemented. There's a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
and so
that's a practical issue. I mean, these guys, in my observation over the years, is they're pretty even-handed. You know, they kind of have to be, I guess, but they're pretty even-handed. So,
yeah,
all right. So, what happens? What happens with the Senate committees? Are they going to push through these gun bills today? I mean, there's supposed to be a number of readings of these bills. Is there a way for them to fast track them? You know, just put the numbers on the board and say it's done and.
Well, that's an open question, and it's one that we'll have an answer to actually in a few hours.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, if Democrats are determined to pass this legislation, they have the votes to do it. They could do it simply on party line votes. I suspect that's how it will work anyway, but we'll see how aggressive they're going to be in this. And it's interesting to me that the governor's not 100% on board with all of the bills out mm-hmm. there. He's got his own little basket of bills mm-hmm. that he's favoring. But I guess this gets back to the larger point. The governor thinks he's in charge. He's back in the saddle. This will be a good test of whether he actually is to see what the Senate committees do on these bills and what, by that extension, the full Senate and the full House send to his desk. Will he dare veto anything they pass?
His own people, yeah.
Yeah, will he do that? That'll be a fascinating thing to watch.
Politically, Norman, having watched a bunch of controversial issues come up in the General Assembly and taking a motion out of it. Do you think that it's wise to ram these things through? You know, you avoid weeks and weeks of angst, I guess, and debate, which, of course, is the reason that they're at the Capitol, is to debate the stuff. I mean, yeah. I guess some people could argue that. On the other hand, adding a motion to it, I'm really kind of concerned if these guys jam this through. The sensitivities and the anger is so palpable, and I don't think I'm just hyping it. I think that, I mean, you tell me if you agree with me. I think it's a real problem right now if these bills just get jammed through without even hearing from the pro-Second Amendment supporters out there. I think that's going to be an even bigger affront to them.
Yeah, I think the angst and the emotion you talk about is on both sides. To play devil's advocate, those who want more gun control have been saying for years mm-hmm. that the Republican General Assembly simply high-handed mm-hmm. all of the bills they put forward, barely gave them the consideration in subcommittees, killing yeah. the bills, moving on. Mm-hmm. So we could be in one of those tit-for-tat situations. I would hope not, but this is politics. We've been around this too long, John, to know otherwise. Tit-for-tat is basically the starting point for a lot of these things, particularly hot-button emotional issues like gun control, and we'll start seeing it play out here yeah. for real in a committee about 9 o'clock or so.
The only thing, Republicans had that pesky Constitution with the wording of the Second Amendment to kind of hang their hat on when they denied things.
You know, that's why a lot of this stuff is, yes, you can sign all the bills you want. We'll see you in court later.
Yeah, right. Norman Leahy, the Virginia columnist for The Washington Post. Let's talk a lot over the course of the next few weeks because it's going to be a fireworks show, I think. Thanks, Norman.
Yeah, let's hope. Yeah, a peaceful one.
Yeah. We'll come back and check traffic and weather together in just a moment. News Radio, WRVA.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.